boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. I'm fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
All right, here we are. I just got back from Berlin. I'm with Jesse Mahiras of CKY,
along
Chad I. Ginsburg, Matt Dice, Double D Bree, Stingy Titties, Novak, Missy, and Leaky Ass Conjar. And LimeWire.
Now show us them titties, Double D.
No, Double D has a story. She got raped by a leszie.
I got raped by a stripper.
Well, fuck, get the details, dude. Yeah,
I know, she was telling me the story. I was getting
did
a hard-ass dick.
Right off of that?
And I was Missy.
Oh, that's only that.
No, I was. And she's all acting like she's all upset about it, but I'm like, it's rad.
So what happened?
What happened?
Where
start
were you?
From,
what,
all right.
Don't leave one thing out.
I'll try not to.
No, try is failure. Don't leave one thing out.
No, it's not try. It's, wait, what is it?
Try is failure.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, basically,
hey, Dice, if you have any free time, you should probably sniff Brianna's ass.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
How good is that shit?
If you have
it's
a free
pretty
second.
Rad, dude. If you have any spare time, you should smell Brianna's ass.
That's the first thing Bam said to me when I came out the other day, which I don't get out much anymore, but when I did, that was the first thing I heard.
So let's hear about you getting Lesdo out.
Step by step.
So basically, me and this other couple and, you know, my husband, we went to this strip club, Club Risqué. I saw this girl up there.
On Delaware Ave?
Yeah, I was like, she's fucking hot, right? She's like, that's your girl. You're going to get a dance from that girl. Well, right away, she's like, yeah, I like girls, you know? And I'm like, all right, sweet, whatever. Been there, done that, you know?
So what were you wearing?
Thinking it's going to be a normal lap dance.
What'd you wear when you went there?
I had my girls were out.
You never wear a dress, though. Did you wear a dress?
Man, I would pay any dollar I had to see them girls live and in person.
See, dude, here's my theory on strippers. They're most of them are lesbians,
yes,
because they just see the scummiest of the earth guys.
Jess, your wife would never let you step foot into a strip joint ever.
I went to one with her in L.A. Crazy girls.
Another girl in the bedroom with her husband.
Have you ever brought another girl in the bedroom with your husband?
No, I've been in a bedroom with a girl.
Conjure needs a mic.
Not, my husband wasn't there. No,
Missy, did you ever lick Brianna's pussy?
Never.
Never?
No, we're too good of friends.
Did you ever talk about it?
She's my best friend.
Yeah, a lot of best friends eat each other's ass.
Have you ever licked a girl's pussy?
Then you haven't lived, Missy.
Do you want the story or not?
Yeah.
I big time want the story.
All right, so...
Everybody's interrupting. Jess can't stop talking.
All right, let's all shut up until Brianna's done.
All right, well, first we're like, all right, we're going to a strip club. So first we go to fucking skanky-ass Show and Tell. I was like, I can't deal with these ugly bitches and shit. So we went to Club Risqué.
And shit.
So then I see this girl, right, blah, blah, blah. She's like, yeah, I like girls, da-da-da. I'm figuring the regular lap dance. No. Right away, she rips my tits out. So
were they out?
Yes.
For everyone to see.
They were out.
What did your husband think of that?
He's getting a lap dance from some crack whore next to her.
So did you care?
No.
Ew, Novak, you are amazing.
I was too busy.
didn't she start eating you out?
Well, so anyways,
is that allowed in the strip club?
No. Anyways, she was like, "Be careful, I'm gonna get caught." So, anyways,
that's what she said to you?
Yeah, she started licking my.
And
neck.
This is a bad story.
Licking your what?
Neck, and then she's like, "Licking my."
She's like terrified of the story. Like, I got raped by a strip club. Like, dude, this sounds like fucking fabulous information.
Did your nipples get hard?
Dude, I was fucking soaking downstairs.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
She went
man,
down.
Man, my mini hard dick is fucking hard, babe. I want to fuck.
I'm going to fuck you tonight without you knowing.
But without me knowing, he says. What does that mean?
That means I'm going to jerk off to you multiple times.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So, anyways, then she, like, goes down. She's, like, blowing hot air through my pants.
Oh, my God.
And then her... She was actually,
he loves
like,
strip clubs, by the way.
She was actually like licking me through my pants to the point where her jaw was like popping, and she was like, "I want to."
What were you wearing?
So bad.
Yeah, thongs.
What were you wearing?
I was wearing
like,
this like
explain.
Really low cut shirt, and like it had like it was like.
And what color were they?
She was like, "I love your tits," or you know, "You got the best
I do
tits."
Too.
But what color and what material did you have on?
Everything was cotton, like you know, real soft.
What color?
Goddamn
it!
Well,
It's like dark purple.
What do you have on today?
Dark purple, that's rad.
You've seen it. You're like, that's too strippy to wear outside.
Remember when our neighbor would wear those flesh-colored pants and she'd be naked?
Dude, Sherry Burney, my neighbor, she would wear flesh-colored pants. She would look naked when she went out to get the mail.
I'd be looking out the window, and I'm just like, is there like a pantless woman out there? She looked like she just had a shirt on and no pants.
So why are you so terrified about the fact that some girl ate you out and made you all hot?
I was hot to trot. I walk out and I felt like I just got.
Did you change your panties?
Like, I was like, oh my god! And then I went home and fucked the fuck out of Jeff. I was so fucking. I was like, just crazy. It was crazy.
Did you ask his D?
Yo, I fucking asked his D. So
did you 69 asses?
Wait, can you say?
Did you lick his asshole?
You could say all kinds of curse words.
Yeah, we were back and forth.
Did you lick his asshole?
He was looking my pussy so good.
Did you lick his asshole?
He was sucking his dick. Actually, he didn't ask for that.
He was sucking his dick. Fucking Bulger, dude.
Bulger.
Oh, you little piece
what is
of
that?
Shit.
How did this happen?
Fuck you.
Wait,
faggot.
What the fuck was that?
Why are you here, Bulger?
That was a licking sir.
Bulger, yeah. Jess, look at this picture of your kid.
I know, isn't that an awesome
one? Oh, never mind that. See that? Hey, look at that.
Look at that picture of Ava.
Conjar.
Yeah.
What's Conjar to you?
They brought
He's my father-in-law.
Yeah, father-in-law. Check that out.
He's kind of like your father-in-law, too, because you don't have a father-in-law.
He's your cigar shop.
Conjar, do you have a microphone? Conjar, do you have a mic? Jess, where's the mic?
Here, Dad. Chad, let me borrow that wireless mic.
Thanks.
Oh, it's over
Conjar,
there.
I tell you.
Yo, check.
Bam has a chin ramp.
Yo, Conjar, are you cool with Jesse humping your daughter?
They're married.
I don't like thinking about it.
Well, that's what happened because they had a kid, so obviously
they
fucked.
We did it at least twice.
Now what, Conjar?
Unprotected.
I bet you they did it more
Dude,
than
he doesn't. He doesn't have to think about that.
Keep it up, and I'll punch right in your face.
I hope you punch me in the face. It's going to be
Guess
good radio.
What? He's on so many.
No, they can't even see it.
Don't punch me in the face. I already been punched in the face.
You know what? To change the subject. Wait till this fucking photo comes up, Jess.
Why did we change the subject? I'm still
because
about
I went to dinner with Winnie Cooper. That's why.
Oh yeah, dude.
Oh that bitch
from the Wonder Years.
She went to dinner.
We did.
She was so hot.
Boom! There we go, Jess.
Wait,
boom.
Winnie Cooper?
She's the hottest shit. Dude, you're crazy.
Jess. Boom! Winnie Cooper.
Let me see the picture.
Every dude had a crush on her though when we were kids.
Winnie Cooper, from Wonder Years.
She is like 30.
She was hotter than Wonder Years, yes.
Wonder Years, you remember that shit, Bulger?
Bulger, you don't
Vegas?
Know. Fuck.
Remember Wonder Years? You know what? Chad, do you have the ability to put a photo on the internet?
No, I have a theme song.
Show me that smile.
Where do you get these songs
that's
from?
That's Growing Pains, dude.
Is that the Wonder Years?
Where do you get these songs from?
Grown Pains had a dude called Boner.
I can't believe Chad's the engineer tonight.
That's great.
I love Chad.
Wonder
Chad's
Years
hot.
Was Opal ID.
Well, SSD then.
Chad's fucking hot.
Well, SSD then.
No, I don't.
He's a Jew. You don't want to do that.
I don't
that.
Go around SSD. You and me.
I like this.
Man married a Jew.
Yeah, I know.
And if James,
he's even
if James,
hotter
if James Cameron's dead. Right, then we're all Jews. All of us.
Yo, Chad. Can you play? What the fuck? Where do you get all these CDs from?
Come on, man. What?
No, I want to know. Did you download them off the internet or what? No, come on.
What is that?
What is it?
Oh, shit, dude. That's how you do it. That's a no baby bottle of Jack, dude.
Chad. Play me this Bloodhound Gang track. All right, here we go. Yo, this song fucking rocks, and it's going to be a hit in all the gay clubs across America.
In every club, dude.
No, all the gay clubs across America. This is Bloodhound Gang, Radio Bam, Sears 28, Faction.
Function.
Girl, awesome.
Turn it up, Chad.
Shut it up, off and make a run for the door. It's so hard to make it. For every inch you get, we need a mile. Feeling
Radio.
Bam! Ryan Dunn. This is Ryan Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction. And I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck-up.
Wow. So that was Blood On Gang with All of Your Love with some random dude from England. It was pretty fucking good, wasn't it?
It's awesome.
Oh my god, it was a fuck.
Yeah.
It was not a sound effect.
That was Novak's ass. And speaking of asses, Jez's father-in-law has a leaky ass.
And I told Jez's father-in-law, if he shows me his dick, I let him stick his finger
pick
in
up that
asshole.
Mic, defend yourself, Conj.
What a trick.
I bet you Conjar has a bigger dick than you, dude.
I doubt it, dude.
Anybody's got a bigger dick.
Conjar.
You have a microphone, yeah. Faggot.
Talk in the phone.
Yeah, fag.
That's a small dick.
Okay.
You're up there with Gigi, dude.
Yeah.
Talk in the microphone.
All right, I'm talking to the microphone, but... challenge me to a dick off. Why would you challenge somebody a dick off when you got no dick?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
It don't make no sense.
I'm just curious.
Dude, I'm a 50-year-old fucking man. I got a bigger dick than you.
No, tell me, hey, don't lie to me right
dude,
now.
Dude, you're not 50.
Wait, Jess, shut up for 2 seconds. What pills did you take today?
Adderall.
How many?
One.
He took a total.
You are the biggest liar in the world. You took Xanax or Valium or something.
I don't have any.
You are a liar. Derek Casalsius told me that he picked you up and you were fucking on something.
I was sleeping. Dude, I was up all night. I was up all night with Papa Rose. As soon as you called me, I just went to bed.
What did you take today?
Nothing. Cocaine last night.
I'm not even going to yell at you.
I was up all night.
And that's it?
Yeah.
On what?
Cocaine.
Okay, and what pills did you take today to get off of it?
None, I was in bed.
You took a Xanax.
I'm not lying. No, I didn't.
All right, Novak. Yes, you did. Novak broke both his feet dropping
I'm
in on the chin ring.
Hold on. Who the fuck cares about that right now? What did you take today?
An Adderall.
You're a liar. You're the biggest liar on earth.
Okay, but I'm not lying.
Wireless.
Okay, did you take a beer or something?
Two.
Now you're lying big time.
Novak, when's the last true time you shot up?
Yeah. Chad. Intervention.
Novak.
What?
When's the honest
Four
lifetime?
4 years ago.
The last time you shot drugs?
Find track marks on my body and I'll give you everything.
I'm not searching your body.
4 years ago.
He always says that, Chad. He's always like, give me a drug test right now. Take my piss test.
Oh, that's the way you can prove it. Because
you know damn well we're not going to have the energy to go to the hospital and do that.
Novak.
You saw track marks up in his ass?
I wish I could shoot up.
Were
my
you
ass.
Prescribed a bunch of shit when you broke your feet?
Yeah, but they only lasted.
Novak, you're lying right to my fucking face.
I am not.
I'm pissed off about it. What did you take today?
An Adderall, and 2 beers,
and a Xanax.
No, I don't have any.
Valium.
I have none.
Klonopin.
Oxycontin.
I have none.
You took something.
Nothing.
Wait, is it true that you said you break your legs?
You're a liar.
I'm not lying. I did cocaine with Papa Roach last night. As soon as you call me,
I love Papa Roach. That was one of those.
Oh man, Papa Roach came up to me and they were like, and they're like, yo, I heard you fucking hate my band, dude. What the fuck's up with that?
Yo,
I'm like, what? I'm like, dude, I didn't say anything. And then they said the exact same thing to Jess. Meanwhile, Chad was like, fuck Papa Roach.
No, it wasn't
sucked.
Me. I didn't say anything.
It was probably Darren or something.
The fattest guy in the band came over and hugged me, and I didn't know who it was until I realized how fat he was.
You know they put me on the phone with last night?
Who?
Leatherface.
Oh, fuck man. Him.
Yeah, he's like friends with him. I'm like, dude, you're
I told
a
you guys from the start, he was not a real wrestler.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, I couldn't believe it. It was now like, dude, why am I talking to this dipshit?
Bam Bam, where you been hanging lately?
I've been at John and Peter's in New Hope.
What's that?
I'm going there.
Yo, Diener.
What do you mean you're going there?
I'm going there to see his band Kilo there.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. We drink bar? With Diener.
Chad, you know all about it?
I love
it.
Yeah,
it a bar?
It's my place.
Yeah. Yeah, can we go up there with you?
It's actually Ween's
dude,
place.
Dude, it's like, I don't even want to go to Westchester anymore.
Go?
I like going to New Hope and going to John
I
and
love
Peter's.
New
but New
it's
Hope's
my new favorite.
It's a far drive, though, isn't it?
It's worth the drive, you lazy.
How far of a drive is it?
Huh?
It's like a,
I went there with Dunn last
it's like
night.
An hour.
I never hang out with Ryan Dunn
it's
these days.
Really
we both went up to
hour.
Fucking New Hope and we drank on beers with Chad I. Ginsburg. And then Ween showed up and Jesse wasn't nowhere to be found because he's changing the shitty type like blues.
How far?
I got two asses to change type.
How far of a drive?
Then, no, listen to this. Then I stole Chad's video camera. He got all bent out of shape.
You left me at New Hope.
So then he got a ride with Joe DeVito to come back to my house to get his camera.
Joe DeVito does your show. He directs and produces it, right?
Yeah. So then
Chad, I had him searching for my cats outside.
Did you really?
Yeah, because you freaking idiots fucking left the door.
You got all bent out of shape, Jazz.
Did you find him?
He left my cats out. Him and Dunner, all like, you know, there was no autographs in the woods. So hey, they had to bail.
There's no autographs in the woods.
Yeah, so they had to fucking bail out.
Did DeVito find
him? And then when finally Dunn gets to New Hope, they wouldn't stop bothering him about this, that, and another thing about Jackass, and he freaked out and had to leave, and then he had to leave me there, and
free
now I'm here trying to get my camera back and engineering the show.
So yeah, I'm going to call Penn Darvis and say, Chad should start running the show.
Pendar. Oh,
he's better.
Yeah,
Chad.
You like it when he's on the show anyway.
Yo, shut up, bitch. I'm married to you. I can play with your ass whenever I want.
Yeah. You're a bitch.
No, I didn't.
Why did we stop talking
say
about
bitch?
Yo, Conjar, the best part about being married is I get to play with her ass whenever I want. Grab your microphone. Come here. Say it again.
Just like Pendot.
Pendot. Pendarvis. I know what PennDOT. It's like the fucking
Department
license.
Department of Transportation.
There you go.
Well, why is it called PennDOT?
Department
Pennsylvania.
Department of Transportation.
Is
that like a bus?
Ooh, okay.
Like an MTA
hey,
bus?
Bam. Hey, Bam.
That's fucking brilliant. What a great radio show. PennDOT. Yeah. Now we figured it out, ladies and gentlemen.
We found a new G.
Christ's sakes.
Viva la Jim. I was just thinking how if Bam's name wasn't Bam, it would be like... I don't know if Viva La Jim would do that, girl.
Yeah, what if I was born and my name was Luke? Like, Viva La Luke?
That's still
no
bad.
One would
that's
care.
All right. It's like, Viva La Jim.
Do you think anybody would care about Viva La Luke?
That's not my dad would do.
Viva La
Viva La Jerome.
My dad would change your name.
Your dad's
to Luke.
Name
dude,
is Jerome?
Novak, Viva Novak Viva was. Doug. Dude, Novak's dad was. He was all hopped up on crack and he was trying to change his name to Jerome at the age of 7.
So
he's 7 years old. He's like, my name is Brandon, Dad. He's like, no, I'm changing to Jerome. Fuck this shit.
So he wanted you to be black. He was upset.
No, it's not a black name. Because he's white.
A black name.
Yeah, but he's... What the fuck, dude?
To reference point of comedy.
How do we totally get off my hot stripper?
Yeah, did you eat the bitch out or what?
Yeah, speed the story up, babe.
Well,
how hot did she make you is what I want to know.
Soaked.
Like, were you wet as shit?
Soaked.
Was she eating
soaked.
Your...
I was worried that...
Was she eating you out through your underwear or just raw?
Yeah, I'm
getting
so
a mental picture of this. It is fine as wine.
Dice, you have to say something. Wait, Dice has to say something. Say anything.
If wait, anything, Mike check
hey,
too.
You better Mike have a last question.
Smartest thing I've heard you say today.
All right.
I haven't heard a peep.
Pussy.
So, Matt Dice is in town. Matt, you just moved back to the Northeast.
Yes, I did.
From Atlanta, Georgia. What the hell were you living there
for? What the fuck were you in Atlanta, Georgia for?
That's where my wife lived.
Did you fuck her?
wife.
Do you cheat on your wife?
Nah.
That's a lie.
Oh, my God.
That's a lie.
Novak thinks that everybody cheats.
This is good radio here. Yeah.
No, it is true.
Have you ever cheated like, on your wife?
He cheated on her with Whitney Houston.
I'll be like, Novak, we've been in Amsterdam for 2 weeks now. Do you think Missy's okay? Bam, everybody cheats. I'm just like, so you think Missy's cheating then? Fuck yeah, Bam.
Missy would never fucking cheat.
Yeah, well, Novak lives in a strip club, so he doesn't.
Well, I think you're wrong.
Okay, well, it's my opinion.
Yeah, because you hang out at strip clubs.
It's because of all the pills.
I'm going to the strip joint.
It's because of the pills in the strip clubs.
Sure, whatever it may be, I think everyone cheats.
Did you know that there's a game that the kids play to our show that every time I say babe, they drink or do a shot, and by the end of the show, everybody's drunk.
Because you can't call me Bam.
I know. It's Natalie found it online for me, right, Nat?
Oh, that online. Yeah.
Where is Stingy Titties?
She's over here
stingy
hiding.
Stingy Titties is over
put
there.
A microphone on, Stingy Titty.
Get
yo,
naked
listen.
And put a microphone
no, wait, listen,
on.
Babe. So listen, so I'm down
wait,
online,
wait,
right?
Wait. Let me what? Tell you why Stingy Titty's Stingy Titty. Because,
no, we all know
dude,
why stingy
Jess,
stingy titty.
She'll jack you off, and then right when you're about to come, she'll be like, I can't do this. I can't do it anymore. Like, I'm all shy. It's like, bitch, I was just about to come, you fucking faggot.
Dude.
And then that's why she's Stingy Titty, dude.
She'll let you stick the head of your dick in her and then say, we can't do it.
Yeah, like
you're a liar,
you'll get, you'll be able to fuck her just one pump, and then she'll be like,
yeah.
I can't do this.
Just the
I had a fucked up childhood.
episode was sex. Let's just not talk about it.
Well, you're stingy titty now.
She let me shave her fucking pussy. What the fuck
well,
more
Well, she turned
do you
into stingy
want?
Titties.
I burned my nipple off from
a hair dryer.
Ask Natalie to tell stories about her parents having sex.
Tell me something.
No, it's so fucking awful.
Tell me something.
Natalie, tell it.
I can't even, like, begin
you gotta
to
say it.
Say it.
Well, listen, so my mom was trying to get, like, knocked up when I was, like, 17, and it was so fucking weird. Like, there would be hearts on the calendar, and we did not know why there were hearts on the calendar until one day we figured out when my mom was like, wait, listen, my mom goes, I'm ovulating. I'll call her right now because you can hear her voice. It's, yeah, like, it's just like that. I'll call my mom right now and you'll hear her voice. But she'll be like, I'm ovulating. Leave daddy alone so he can do me. And then like, it, my mom.
She listen, would just say that?
Time out. Listen, my mom would walk. We would get, yeah, seriously. So like couch music, like at a psycho office.
So the hearts meant that's the day they
the hearts fucking meant that's the day that they've jammed or whatever.
Jammed.
And then,
jammed. She has the
awesome.
Worst
jam.
Awesome.
What else? Then, what do you call your pussy? A clam or something? What do you call
no,
it?
I call my cooter.
Ew, cooter.
Yeah, that's weird, dude.
Ew.
Dude, cooter.
That's like eating while fucking.
Wait, listen. Yeah. Like, so my mom would
if
get
a girl says cooter, doesn't that make you not want to eat it out?
What do you like it to be
it reminds
fun?
Me of the guy on
pussy.
Yeah, what is that?
Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard, dude.
Yeah,
and you don't want to think about that.
That's what
so
it
you
is.
Like
it's Dukes of Hazzard. Yeah. Cooter.
Dude, you don't want to fuck with that guy.
Who would want to lick a cooter after watching Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah, he's the dumb cop.
All right, so Natalie, go on.
So listen, so if there was no heart on the calendar, my mom would be all pissed off, like making us breakfast or whatever. We'd be like, Mommy, what's wrong? And she'd be like, Daddy spilled his seed last night. Daddy spilled his seed, which means he didn't bust a load in her, which is why she's not pregnant. So she'd cry about it for the next.
Would they be that vulgar and say that
yes,
shit?
Yes, my grandmom has Alzheimer's now, so like the fine line between like what's right and what's wrong is totally not there anymore. So she'd be like, Listen to me. Your mom's only with your dad because she's good in fucking bed. It's so fucking ridiculous. I hear your mom moan when they were all 18 and shit. She's well, like, Your grandpa still fucks me and emphysema. She has Alzheimer's.
Well,
I can't remember anything.
He's hooked
like
up to oxygen fucking her.
Well, where
no.
He's like, yeah, he's like, I have oxygen mask on. He's like,
he did not fuck your.
Grandma's getting rid of like sea biscuit.
No.
He can't breathe.
Did he fuck her on an oxygen mask?
Yes.
That is terrible.
I don't know. There's something
no,
to be said
hear,
about that. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, leaky ass. Ain't that muffed up?
That's like the notebook.
He visits her in the nursing home. They don't even live together anymore.
Where
like,
that
he
is
goes,
muffed.
He gets dropped off at the
dude,
nursing
Jay
home.
Dude, Jay better fuck me with an oxygen tank. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's right.
Where did your dad spill
his have a big ass dick?
I guess on her stomach. That's
Jay
what
is a nice
to say.
Well, he's
pretty rad.
And he's willing to do anything.
I don't want
to
talk about it. It's really muffed up.
Does Jay think he's turning up your asshole?
Yeah, yeah.
I did already talk about it. Does it taste like car batteries?
The other day I did something really great for him.
What'd you do pretty great for him?
The other day I was like, I kind of owe him something good, I guess.
Why do you owe him something?
I just felt like I did.
Yeah, but what'd you do wrong?
I'm a good wife. I wanted to be a good wife.
Yeah, but you must have done something wrong.
Yeah, that's
all right, okay. That explains it.
Oh, why don't you guys tell her she's a Percocet junkie?
Because she doesn't take eight like you fucking drug addict faggot.
I never was a hair mask.
So
I grab a tub of Vaseline.
Ew.
And
what did you do with the Vaseline?
Did you have skate shoes on at the time, too?
No, I rubbed it on my ass.
This shoe
wait, you rubbed it on your ass?
I put Vaseline on my ass because he has this.
So what did he do to your ass?
No, he has this thing that's
so
like
what did he do to your ass?
Let's get ass to is all shiny.
Cut to the chase,
yeah,
bitch.
I made my don't ass all shiny bush. And I let him fuck me in the ass.
My friends are drunk and they're gonna regret saying all.
Oh, who cares? You know what? I must say, like, titty fucking is totally worthless, but I bet you titty fucking Brianna would probably be worth it.
Oh, I'd come in a heartbeat.
I wish I had a dick so I could do it.
Your little mini hard dick probably can't even fit into her titties.
It would disappear.
You'd come in a man. You'd come in a man. What's the difference?
My dick would do a magic trick and disappear in between her tits, dude.
Your dick would disappear in between.
Do you think you could come in Brianna's titties?
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, but you can't even fit
you
that little mini hard dick
you're on
in
too
it.
Many pills.
Well, let's try. I'll call your bluff, babe.
You can't even get a hard on right now.
Stingy.
I would never.
I'm
Stingy,
hard
you
bluff.
Know. You
let me see you get a hard dick right now, because
no
I bet you $20 you can't do it.
In between her tits and her
no,
heart.
No, right now. Let me see it.
I can't. There's 15
So
dudes.
What the fuck makes you think that you get a hard-on now?
Because there's two big tits in my dick.
Okay, well, fucking jack off and let me see you get a hard dick, because I bet you can't get one.
I don't want to see him jack off.
I don't want to see it either, but I want to see if we can prove it on the air.
There's nothing to see.
I
want to
see it hard. Like, I want to see what it looks like.
You cannot get a hard dick.
Not around six dudes staring at my dick.
All right, you know what?
All the dudes will turn around.
I'm going to play Lacrimis Profound from Austria right now. This band is fucking awesome. Yo, Chad, track two.
No,
porno,
track two.
Day.
No, there is no porno. You gotta close your eyes and think of a
I
memory.
Can't do it.
No, fuck that
I
shit.
Can't do it.
Yeah. It's my gal.
Fuck yeah, dude, that was Lacrimis Profound from Austria. No one knows about him except me. Ha ha ha. That sounded like Novak right there, didn't it? Yo, why the fuck does Missy's sister choose to hump all these fucking losers?
And Missy's sister's hot.
What's your deal?
I know, she's fucking hot to try, dude, and she fucks these straight edge homos.
You fucking deal with the most idiotic losers in the
dude,
world.
Dude, she fucked Grip Tape Homo.
Like, I would look like God.
Then she fucked this asshole TJ who sucks dick. He sucks so bad, dude. He's the worst ever. I would suck Chase's dick just for her to not suck TJ's dick.
I don't really like hearing
Justin. If you went out with me, I'd be the best boyfriend you ever had.
No, back to him. We should just start dating.
Oh, God, no.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not.
Yeah, you know what? You know what, though? What did you do with Tosh Townsend from Element Skateboard?
Fucked him or sucked his dick.
Did you suck his dick?
Well, he's cute.
No.
He's more hurry.
Don't let these radio listeners down. Did you SSD or what?
I'm not saying that.
Did you jack him off or what?
I hooked up with him.
Hooked up? Does that mean sucking
his
dick?
Did you jerk him off?
I'm not saying anything.
Oh, you're a pussy.
Oh, you're a pussy.
Yo, how about Vikings
you're
call?
Like
you
got millions of viewers down.
Wrong
I
hot.
I hooked up with them.
Yeah. Hook up? What the fuck does that mean, bitch?
I hooked up with my mother.
Yeah,
Jessica needs to date Jules Vikings call.
Yeah.
I love Jules.
Yeah, Jules from Vikings call wants your ass.
Let's not change the subject.
No, you know Dick. Dick. You know Nick Dampier?
Yeah.
From audio?
Yeah,
he's so in shape and he skates all day long, but he has no people skills or whatever, and he happens to like Jessica real bad. I'm like, dude, you should probably just go out with him.
I was there, remember? Yeah. He's gonna die a virgin.
No, because he's a good-looking dude. There's a lot of fucking ugly dudes who skate all day long.
Yeah, but imagine I'm Brad Pitt, but I don't say a word to a girl ever. How am I going to get pussy?
You ain't.
Well, he's going to figure it out one day.
Brad Pitt's not a junkie.
At 80.
Dude, why don't you just fuck his ass?
Chad, you're so
did you
cute.
Fuck why not? Tosh?
Did you fuck Tosh or what? You're a prude, dude.
Dude.
Who would date a Rothstein, dude? They're all prudes.
Hey,
are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, well, at least I get to fuck you.
Yeah, Missy's definitely
Missy
not a prude.
Missy, I beat around the bush.
Yeah, I don't even get to fuck with her what ass, dude. I did it three times in my entire life. Yeah, that's it.
Yo, on Stern, on Stern.
Yes, on Stern. I fucked her up the ass three times. That's it.
Yeah, well, that's three more times than most.
Three times. I've been with her for 2 years. 2 years, Jess.
On Stern,
it's 1.5.
Well, I went out with a stripper.
I
went out with a stripper. Bam, bam. I went out with a stripper a while ago, and
you're horrible.
Holy shit! There's so many people talking at once.
I know. Let's just listen to someone.
Go, Chad.
She stuck my cock in her ass, and I didn't know where she was putting it.
Who stuck it? Who's cock in whose ass?
It was like in '96 or '95 or some shit.
Wait. Did she have a strap on?
That's why I'm trying to talk, dude.
Okay, well, let's listen, motherfucker, dude.
Well, then.
Speed up.
Speed you up, fucking Adderall bully. Motherfucker. Okay, how you like this?
Got one?
So, she sticks my cock in her ass, and I didn't know it was in her ass yet until I felt like it was a bit stickier.
And this was this Jessica when you had the red hair?
Oh, fuck no.
Did poop come out?
Did she have red hair on her pussy, too?
You know what, Novak? She's dead because she overdosed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's...
On heroin.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that, Chad.
No, we'll be talking about you the same way, only not...
Yeah,
you
can never overdose on heroin. You gotta do a speedball, Chad.
Well, it's your time to go. For
Yo,
me,
Chad, if you do a speedball, you're going down. But if you just do casually heroin, you'll be just fine.
What's up?
Listen, what do you
got to say? I need to say something.
LeakyAss.com.
Now, I might be homophobic.
You are.
You are. You're a total homophobe.
I have never had anal sex. And
you can't even have a dick off of Novak.
A dirty place. Bam. Don't talk shit because you know what? You're gay.
I ain't talking shit. I'm telling you right to your fucking face.
You want to stick it in the ass. Look, you want to be gay.
That's the bottom line.
I have a fucking
bottom
girl
line,
sitting on my dick
gay.
Right now. What are you talking about?
You got gay tendency.
You pussy every night. What's he talking about, Novak?
Pick
up for me, would you?
You call him gay, but you're sitting there solo. It won't show me your dick, but he's got a hot broad sitting on his dick.
Hey,
who's
fuck
gay?
You, asshole. I'm sitting solo. I've been married 27 years. You ain't
see,
never
now
had.
Now he's fed up
because
he's been married for 27 years.
Talk to me, you
now he's all fed up.
I just want to see your dick.
Yeah.
I want to see my dick because you're a fucking homo.
I'm a homo that will be knee deep in pussy tonight.
No, you won't be homo. You won't be knee deep in pussy.
I'm calling your bluff, asshole.
Novak, you're not supposed to put your knees.
I'm calling your bluff. If you don't get pussy tonight, dude, I'm telling the radio show all day long.
You know what?
I gotta say, Novak's got good game though. Believe it or not,
you're calling him
mid
fuck.
All
right, well I'm gonna record it. Call my answer machine on my cell phone. Fine.
Fucking.
I'm gonna fuck the hottest stripper in skin you could imagine.
What?
That means you're going home. Thank God.
Oh, that means you're going.
Yeah.
No,
strippers
dude.
Don't
fuck anybody.
Go to what? Why do you like when he goes home?
She don't ever like me being here, so I don't stay here.
Oh, fuck that, Missy, dude. I like it when Novak stays. At
I
least,
like it
at
when
least
Novak stays when the sun's up.
Yo, when he goes to skin, all he does is fucking booger sugar and Adderall and Valium and Xanax.
No, I do booger sugar and hot pussy.
Show me that smile.
It sounds
you're
so uncool when that comes on right now.
I'm here. A scumbag, but take a look at your track record.
Look at your track.
Okay, what's my track record?
Yeah, what is it?
It's on your arm.
It's down his arm.
Show me one track.
You're a heroin addict.
I was a heroin addict.
At least you got hot pussy, babe. You gave asshole. Fucking straight edge homos.
I was
stupid
a hero.
Tattoos.
Oh my god.
Stupid tattoos.
Jessica, you have dated some worthless fucking straight edge homos.
I am this close from letting loose on your ass. So you better, I'm gonna call your bluff in 1 minute. I'm gonna call your bluff in 1 minute unless you stop calling my bluff.
Don't you dare let loose on her.
Well, why can she do it?
I'm about this close to kicking your ass if you go off on her.
Do it, Novak.
Don't fucking tempt me.
No way, dude.
No, don't fucking tempt me.
Do it, Novak.
Novak, I'm not kidding.
Do it.
I'm not gonna.
I got
too many crowns.
Do it.
Too many jacks.
Hey, can I have some crowns?
You will go through that fucking wall, man. You won't know what fucking hit you.
I believe you.
But you won't know what fucking hit you.
I believe you.
He was wiping his fucking penis on.
But you know what I've noticed? Big tough
guys. Take a sip before your penis. Hands touch it.
Big tough guys always resort to violence. That sucks. Yeah.
That is true, Kondo.
I don't have to prove that I'm a big tough guy, because you know what? I am a fucking tough guy.
I'm a pussy. But I can take an ass whooping like you'll never believe.
Kondra's got me and Jess down at tailgates.
You know what? That's
tailgating. If you get Jesse and I over to a tailgate party, you got to be a tough guy, man.
Novak cannot fight worth a shit, but he can get his ass beat so hard and he can deal with it.
And I just laugh it off.
Dude, he'll get his
maybe
fucking ass motherfucking kicked. And he'll just chill. He'll be like, yeah, man, I just got beat the fuck up. Let's go have a drink. He's totally casual and getting his fucking ass kicked.
Never been beat up, Sam.
Dude, I got beat up so bad last time I had a shoe print on my face and I laughed at the guy.
Beat up by pussies. You know what? I'm old school. That's when you got a beating back in
the
old days.
Well, you're on roids, so of course you're going to murder me.
Oh, okay, now you're going to accuse me of being on roids.
Okay, have you ever been on roids?
I'm not commenting.
That means yes.
No comment means I did it low.
Yeah. Have you ever shot heroin? I'm not commenting. Of course I did.
Novak, have you ever done heroin? No comment. That means fuck yeah.
I did.
Kondra, what's the measurement on your biceps?
Same as his dick, 1 inch.
Ooh, that means a dick off.
Get it,
dick off.
You can see that his arms are not 1 inch.
Just one dick off. Okay. Kondra, one dick off.
My back sticks out right now, ladies and gentlemen.
My biceps are 1 inch is the same as
so Kondra, your dick.
Kondra, look at that. Let's see yours, dude.
Take a picture.
Now let's see yours.
It's
that
so
is
small.
A fucking sad looking motherfucker.
We gotta play a song. For
I think
this.
What song we play?
Yeah, waving my dick in the wind
since
for the dick off by Ween.
Since Kondra gets so pissed, I'm doing the rest of
the show.
Oh,
Ween! I've been drinking beer with them at John and Peter's.
I'm doing the show naked because you get so.
Let's
pissed.
Hear that shit. Radio Bam Series 28.
In honor of Novak and his little dick.
Dick off.
morning on, how the fuck you say it? Sirius. On Sirius 28. Faction.
Yo, yo, yo. That's Jesse Mejiras with Matt Dice,
Charles
Ginsburg, Stingy Titty, Double D Bree, and Novak. And Novak, what do you want to ask these two, would you? What the fuck, man? Show me that
smile. The first thing I want to ask is, have you shaved your pussy lately?
Yeah, I waxed mine.
Not you, her.
Wait, you waxed yours?
No, but the last time
You have a shaved ass pussy?
Are you interested?
Waxed.
So you have no hair at all?
Can we see it?
Where the fuck is it? Let's take a look.
I know. Just peep us, dude.
No,
fuck.
I've your game is not that good. I've been in a relationship off and on for 6 years.
What
I
don't feel
the
need to wax
fucking
myself.
Waffle boy, dude.
I know. He's knee-deep
that Belgian
pussy
ass
right
fucking
now.
No,
pussy.
No, he's not. He's back in the States. He's knee-deep in my pussy.
Call him right
yeah,
now.
Like,
uh-huh.
Can call
yo, Belgian boy is knee-deep in fucking other pussy.
He's knee-deep by CKY.
Can we call him?
No.
Don't call Paul. Paul will get pissed off. Paul wasn't even invited.
I hope Paul gets pissed off.
No.
Fuck Paul.
He loves the hit girls.
Fuck him.
I'm going to break Paul's dick off and throw it into the river.
Don't. I love that thing. It's girthy. Make sure I get a mold
yeah,
of it
right,
first.
Dude. There's so much better dick out there. What are you
no,
talking about?
Not.
Dude.
My baby is
you got
so sweet.
When's the last time you shaved your pussy?
Look how whipped she is, dude.
Honestly,
see
not
whip
in
she
a long time.
Dude, she's got a safari desert down there, man.
She probably does. She has a military war
dust.
Hey,
you know what? When I was skinny and you weren't around.
You were hot. You
was I not
good.
Skinny?
When
I was
skinny.
Dude,
in
really
the summertime,
skinny.
Dude, you were fucking
no,
hot
skinny,
to trot.
I was really skinny.
Even Missy wanted to bang you out.
I wanted her to bang me out, too, but you two are too not...
Okay.
You guys are too pussy-like.
Well, let's admit this. Did I, for once and for all, let's set this straight. Did I or did I not eat your pussy out?
Oh, you
that's
did.
What I was well, asking you earlier, and you denied it.
I'm going to deny it until the day I die.
Look at her turning her head.
Yeah,
that's what the deathbed's for. You put confessions
Yo.
On your deathbed.
Nobody ate you out, and I watched it.
Are you
saying?
You did not watch it.
I did
so watch it. I saw it full.
I got photos. I have pictures.
You
have pictures.
We have pictures. Grab
me $100.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, how do you have pictures? You don't
He ate you out.
$100.
Nobody ate you out.
$100.
Call me tomorrow.
He ate you out so bad, and I watched.
And I got pictures.
You watched.
I totally watched.
You
didn't
totally
watch.
Embarrassed.
You saw the
photos. Like you know, it's
I
like,
saw the photos and watched.
Even Melissa,
even
nothing
Missy,
happened.
Even Missy, Missy.
Oh my
yeah.
God, dude, that yo,
I mean,
no back. That just proves that girls are so good at lying.
They just try to say.
Look how good it is. She's saying no.
In
she's
the
like,
summertime.
Let's listen to her say no.
Okay.
Ready? So did Novak eat you out?
No.
What happened?
No.
See?
Okay.
Liar.
Okay.
Liar.
You can put a lie detector test on me right
yes.
now. You got your little friends down there.
He ate her out hardcore.
Okay.
No, he didn't. Listen.
We need a lie detector in here.
What happened when me and you went in that room by ourselves? What happened in that
what
room?
What room? What room?
My room.
Now she's forgetting.
I wanted to lick Missy's pussy that night. I don't even know what happened.
What happened when me and you went in my room upstairs?
I think Natalie is in love
your
with
room?
You.
That's news to
so
me.
So basically, Novak, you're on an MTV hit show, and no woman is willing to admit that they fucking even touched you.
Because he claims that he has all these Hep C AIDS and Rust and AIDS from England.
They don't admit it on the fucking radio
show. Oh, my
show,
God, his pants are
but
so
as
fucking
soon as the radio
you got lots of fans.
Brandon,
you got lots of fans on message boards.
Brandon.
Remind me not to sit in that
they're
chair
all internet.
Ever again.
Listen, Paul made me burn the sheets that you
said. Fuck Paul. That dude's a piece
can
of shit.
Can we call Paul
no,
right
now?
Let me talk
Paul's a
no,
fucking
I don't want
faggot.
Can I talk to Paul
no,
right
you
now?
Can't
call
talk Paul.
To Paul. Right, call
no,
Paul.
No,
call Paul.
You're a
pussy.
Call Paul. You're a bitch.
Call Paul.
If he loves
and,
you.
He loves me more than well, anything.
Novak, call Paul, dude,
what's
right
Paul's
now.
Number?
No,
number?
My gosh. Are you, let's call my mom.
Fuck your mom.
What the fuck are we going to talk to your mom for? I want to talk to Paul.
I don't want
to
talk to Paul. You don't want to talk to
Paul.
He's a Belgian waffle boy faggot.
Let's talk about Novak's penis.
Okay, it's right
small.
What talk about?
Can I sing about
let's
it?
Let's talk
like,
about Brianna's
so
shaved
sad.
Pussy.
They're the,
yeah,
they're
Brianna,
the
your pussy shaved. I know. You're.
Is it shaved?
It's waxed.
It's so waxed.
What made you want to wax
it? It's really smooth.
She's going for
it. It's smooth.
No, this is the best story ever that I never talked about. Remember when Missy was going to meet me in California and you had to shave her fucking pussy?
Wax.
Because she wanted yeah, wax.
Paper cut?
No, listen to this. Brianna had to shave Missy's pussy. Wax, and she got the wax caught in her pussy hair. So she got this razor blade, and she. What happened?
This was when I was in school, dude.
This is
when
Brianna was in school, and I let her do her first Brazilian wax.
And what happened
to me? So she applied the wax, and the wax got
this
too hot.
This is the worst story.
So it actually melted to my skin,
you
like
get fired
right down,
over
like
Brianna.
On the labia, like on the bottom
of
the lip.
Wax.
Where's the labia?
It's like the lip.
Someone
know?
Should Brazilian wax my dick right
and,
now.
And she had to get a razor blade.
Boy, let's get in line for that.
She had to get a razor blade and slice the wax off of my skin.
I would need like 10 pairs of gloves to fucking touch your cock.
Keep going, babe.
Remember you had a slice
I remember. It was a horrible experience. I wanted to cry, and
but,
I've never done that since.
But guess what?
I learned how to do it.
But guess what?
So what, what did she do wrong?
The wax was too hot. But the end result
so
was
so there's too much
it.
Wax on your pussy?
How about Shipbird's girl asking me to just wax between her eyebrows and her asshole?
Who cares? That's where he fucks her. Just her asshole.
That's where he fucks her.
Can you wax my eyebrows and my asshole?
Yeah, like... Like, not my pussy. Wax my asshole. Like,
well, women have a second clip between their eyebrows.
The funny thing is that girls, like the older women, I ask them,
does
I'm like,
does Shipbird's girlfriend have hair in her ass like mine? Just look. Was it this hairy? Was it that hairy? Was it that hairy?
Ew.
That's the most gross thing I ever seen.
Hey, Bam.
Dude, that sucks.
Remember though when I went to California to visit you and you said that that was your
favorite? Dude, that was the best accent. Your pussy ever looked, dude. Brianna, you did a good ass job.
I do a good job. That Bam.
Didn't you have to do that for the Playboy shoot, too, though?
My first time she
cried because you had to put a razor blade to her puss.
I was crying, dude. I was upset. I was like, what the fuck?
I want to see that.
But it looked rad, though.
I want to see your body.
Dude, your shit's all fucking 70s and shit right now.
Who's shit?
There's a lot of dudes into that. I bet you look up on the internet, Harry Puss is probably top
right
notch.
Dude, she has a 70s ass push right now.
I bet you Harry Puss is a big Google
I don't like
it.
That.
You like all that
you
hair.
Said you like
what?
It.
I like everything at a time, but dude, now I'm ready to have a shaved puss.
The thing
fuck.
I like.
It's like I'm fucking a new puss or something.
I guarantee you Natalie's is times 50 of yours right now.
Fuck the 70s push. I liked it for the week.
Hey,
now
man.
It's been 3 weeks.
Dude,
I'm over it.
Natalie's got the jungle down there, man.
Yo, why don't you call Paul up and see what his deal is?
Let's call Paul.
Yo,
Chad, play track one on this shit.
Can I play Missy Like Blondie?
Oh, yeah, you do like Blondie.
Like Blondie.
Hey, this is where the sounds came from.
Yeah, you can.
This is where Maya from
the
sounds came from, Missy.
Great.
Listen to this song, and you
this
love the sounds.
This is one of my favorite Blondie songs, yeah.
Play that shit.
Hanging on the telephone.
Here we go.
Chad, what kind of stuff do you like?
You got me a
bulger? Here we go.
I'm in the fumble, just the one across the hall.
Blondie, motherfucker. What'd you think, Missy?
Blondie,
love Blondie.
I liked it.
Doesn't it sound like the sounds? Why am I so loud?
It was too short, though.
You're too short and your little mini hard dick.
Why does Natalie keep grinding her pussy on my back all day?
Because you two are lesbians and you want to fuck and you want to get it early.
Once she found saw Novak's pussy, she couldn't get enough pussy.
This is not correct.
My friends don't make out with each other.
Friends don't make out with friends.
Yo, Kanjo, you got lucky, dude, because Jess is I'm the bad seed of the Margera family.
There's the and, black sheep.
You're kidding. Nope.
I'm the black sheep, and Jess is the good guy. So now your daughter married a good guy.
She meanwhile, really did. Jess is the good
I'm a pure,
guy.
Yeah, I'm a pure jerk.
I'm the good son.
I would have quit this band instantly if it wasn't for Jess.
Jess is a sweetheart. He Jess took me to the good death show.
I know that.
Yeah, I bet you thought I'd totally forget about that, huh?
All right, can
dude,
because Brown is like Deftones is my so favorite scared, band, and I was like, I know them,
can
and
I
then
comment?
I got her into the show.
Steve,
I was
like, Steve Conjar, which is Kelly, Jeff Gino's dad.
Can I comment?
Gino does loads of booger sugar.
I'm upset that Gino's
what's
all
number?
Like big as he is now.
He does loads of booger sugar. He used to be.
Yeah, when he was skinny, when he did loads of booger sugar.
Yeah, he's a big boy now.
Yeah, that Coke makes him really hot.
Who wants to like a fat fuck?
And it doesn't look like...
Yo, whatever Novak's taking, which he's lying about, he's looking all skinny, so maybe everybody should start taking what he's doing.
Which he's lying about.
Which is not eating.
I'm taking pills.
I'm lucky that I'm good-looking, even though I'm bigger.
How's Matt Shippard?
Would you hump Brianna and Novak?
In a heartbeat.
Yo, Shippard hasn't had a drink in 2 weeks.
No, such a genuine comment.
Can we get back to Conjure and what he thinks of his son-in-law?
Yeah, dude, I want to hear it. I need some praise at this point.
Would you titty fucker?
Jesse's father-in-law. Here we go. Stevie Conjure.
Hey. You don't even care about her pussy? You just want to fuck her tits?
Man. Let me give a toast.
Novak, we get it. You're fucking horny and a drug.
Novak, you got to step in line.
First of all.
Show me where the line starts.
It's like,
I don't think you're the bad seed, but I'll tell you what. This guy's one of the fucking greatest.
Cheers to Jeff.
It's an emotional moment.
I love him like a son.
Nobody wants to hear that shit.
Well, he
kind of
is. He's a great guy.
I pretty much am.
And your daughter is hot as hell, too.
He's a great father. Mm-hmm. He's a great husband.
Did you fuck her today?
He's a good guy. And don't talk about him having my
daughter. I love
saying don't talk about him having my daughter.
I hope Conjar punches me on the radio.
Conjar, dude, your daughter is hot, though.
He wouldn't punch you.
You married the bitch.
Yeah, she's like your mother.
She pumps out two babies and looks good.
Yeah, your wife.
Yeah, dude, she had two kids and bounced right back.
Look better.
Ladies and gentlemen, like the person that I'm talking to, like, weighs 250 pounds of pure muscle and steel. And here I am fucking just talking
Conjure,
all kinds of shit.
Can they look
you
up on
you banged out his daughter probably today.
Are you up there? What championship?
I'm waiting for my punch. Yeah, take a photo. Let's put it on the internet.
Google Steve Conjure.
Go to BamMargera.com and I'll take a photo of fucking Steve Conjure.
I want
to
see that photo.
Show the muscle, dude.
That's who I'm dealing with right
Steve,
now.
Steve, when Jesse started going out with Kelly, he showed me this picture.
Take
of
your shirt off, Conjure.
This
show
is
your
Kelly's
muscles.
Dad. And it was you. Like, you must have been winning, like, the Arnold Schwarzenegger bigger contest or
he
whatever.
He looked like Incredible Hulk.
It's not me
you
anymore.
You looked huge, dude. Yeah. Aren't. That was terrifying. I was like, you are
I'm
fucked.
An old guy.
I say we ask Chad
you better
some
treat
questions
her good.
Chad's pretty hot.
Let's ask him.
I think you want to fuck Chad.
Let's ask him.
Chad's pretty
Chad's
hot.
A Jew.
Hey, what
I've
a surprise.
Your wife.
Yeah, I married a Jew.
I love your Jew.
You're a Jew? You're a Jew?
Jew is what I married. Show me that smile.
Don't be afraid to be Jewish, Missy.
What are you, Miss?
I'm Catholic.
Yeah, right.
Chad, Brianna's hitting on
you. You know what? Dude, I couldn't have some, like, priest like Marius and say all this worthless nonsense. It was so much better that Fireball Jim was just talking all kinds of shit, just saying, like, if Fan breaks his tailbone doing jackass shit, will you ice his ass? It was so much better wedding like than this nonsense crap that everybody does.
Dude, the best part of your wedding was when fucking Maya was fucking... humping.
You just want to eat her pussy.
Goddamn right I do, but I'm married.
Remember when you cried when I read
Would you eat her pussy if she wanted to?
No, the best part was Pat and Don Vito.
Oh, that was great.
Would you eat her pussy if she wanted you to?
Ooh, that's a rough question.
Everyone cheats.
No, it's not
my
a rough question.
My sister likes mine.
Every married person
I know,
cheats.
Jessica would fucking lick my pussy.
Christ, she likes
would
my
you
pussy.
Would you
or
wouldn't
she
you?
Likes
you're wrong,
you
know that. I love her.
Would you do it?
No vacuum.
Jess isn't married, and Jess
I don't think so.
Yeah, you would.
I think I'd kiss her, but I wouldn't do anything
else. If Maya was like, dude, just eat my pussy. I'm on the tour bus. I'm going to Newark tomorrow.
No, Maya seems more of a doer.
You're a liar.
If you're fucking...
Maya's a doer. She's not a
You're fucking a sandwich-making grip tape homo. I'm sure you...
I know. And you know what? His sandwich shop went out of business. That just shows that he sucks at making sandwiches, too.
He couldn't even make a good bologna sandwich.
He came over... Yo.
Now he works at Starbucks.
Jessica said that he tried to come over to apologize to me. And you know what? I'm never going to accept his apology because he's a fucking worthless grip tape fucking homo faggot, and I hate him. Chase is a fucking piece of shit.
Remember when Brandon beat him up?
I beat him up like
I hope
times.
You beat him up.
Dude, Brandon, let him apologize to you and then I'll spit in his face.
I'll spit in his face before you spit in his face.
I broke both my hands on his
Who's
fucking
Chase?
Head.
Yeah, why are we wasting
some
so much time
homo.
On
And what hoagie Dude. Shop did he work at?
Yo, Chase sucks so bad and he got the fuck Jessica.
But she wouldn't suck a chick from the sound.
Jessica would never do that.
Jessica,
she did it.
She would never do it.
She did
no,
it.
She did.
No, I know for a fact that she did.
She didn't. And then okay. And then she gave
Because head. You dated his ass.
You didn't.
You can date somebody.
Oh. Didn't Chase
oh my
beat
God.
Your ass
no,
right in the kitchen?
Where's the microphone?
Did you fuck Chase? You are a liar.
No, she's not.
You she, definitely.
Yo,
why
she, would you say that?
She fucked the shit out of him.
And then you sucked Taj's dick.
And probably that too.
It's the way. I've tried to sleep with my mother. So what is
Jessica? They're just trying to make yourselves look masculine.
She likes Jules from Viking School. That's pretty rad because he has a good head on his shoulder and he's good at guitar.
Yeah, but you wouldn't like
it. It's not like he's
worthless
like Chase. Chase can't even make ham sandwiches any good.
He leaves air bubbles in your grip tape all
day. That fucker puts air bubbles in my grip tape all day long.
I like hairy guys.
Dude, we don't hold anything.
Hairy guys.
That's why I liked Waldy for a minute.
Well then, Waldy
wears Paco Rabanne.
Novak's just talking bullshit because
I put it on.
Chase beat his ass.
I know the day you put it on, I was like, man, get away from me. I was like, get the fuck away from me.
I didn't know that beat your ass too.
I didn't know the girls like cologne.
Do you know how much cologne will make a girl want to fuck? Do you have any idea?
How much?
It'll make you fucking drip. Like,
yeah, I like to make out with you and smell
that.
Wow.
What is it?
Novak, what about the fire extinguisher? Remember I kicked your ass with that?
I don't know. I'm turning
What's a good cologne for guys to get fucked on?
Tell the cologne again. I don't remember the name of it.
Does it make you want to suck forever?
Oh, my God.
Paco Rabanne Black Excess.
It's sickening.
Wait, say
it's
it again.
Sickening. It's actually, it's
Taco
like sex Rabin? In a bottle.
Paco Rabanne.
Okay, because I ordered that the other day at the Poco
It's actually
Loco.
Called Danger in a Bottle.
I got sick.
Is Danger in a Bottle?
Yeah, because
Dude,
if you
girls just
want to
fuck, don't they? Dude, I put
yeah,
on
what
cologne.
Do they think of Old Bay?
Every time I put on cologne, dude, I could wind up laid in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Dude, you're married. You can get no laid in a heartbeat whenever you fucking
Yeah, this
like
bitch
it.
Didn't even want to fuck in Berlin.
Yeah, but Kennedy did all get this, laid with
Missy,
with
we did all this
press.
Yo, Chad, we did all this press in Berlin for 2 days straight. She was so tired that I couldn't even bang her out. They go jack off in the fucking bathroom.
You did 12 hours of press a day. Who wants to fucking look at themselves?
The one time that we did have sex while we were there, the girl from MTV walked in and totally caught us.
I know.
Home.
I know.
That happened in my friend's wedding.
We forgot to lock the door. They opened up the door, and I was just banging her out, dude, and they totally caught us.
Listen
and,
to how bullshit this story is.
It.
Jay and I go to my friend's wedding. We're staying in a hotel room, right? We're about to get it on, doggy style, totally butt-ass naked. This Mexican dude, fucking walks
What's
right
wrong
in
with
the
that?
Room. Walks right
that?
In our
What
hotel
if it was
room.
A white guy?
Jay jumps behind the bed and leaves me butt-ass naked sitting there.
So you're just sitting there with your ass out, all ready to get
on
fucked?
All four.
And some Mexican dude walks in?
Yeah, I was like,
oh my God.
I was like, no, dude.
Chad, track 10 on this one.
All right, I'll do what you got to.
Yo, the Hives are from Sweden.
The Hives?
Yeah, the first time I met the singer from the Hives, he was naked in his dressing room, and I walked in all drunk, and I was like, yeah, dude.
You look like Ryan Felipe.
Fuck you, dude. He doesn't look like Ryan Felipe.
I'm kidding.
No, I swear to God, his dick was all hanging out and shit. I don't know, man.
That's all you fucking think
Missy,
about.
Missy,
you see that?
This is Radio Band. This is the Hives, and Novak has a tiny Where? Dick, and
yeah,
this is
does.
The fucking track 10 on the Hives.
Track 10?
Yeah, do it.
All right, I'll do it.
Let's hear it.
Sure.
We gotta let Missy sing with
me. I really thought that we had something moving faster than loving faster.
out.
Yo, Bam's taking a shit, I think.
Is he? Does he do that?
Yeah, he drinks whiskey and it makes him shit.
I thought celebrities have, like, a way of not shitting.
No, he's
so you're saying, what you're saying is basically Paris Hilton shit.
Oh, definitely.
You think she's just
she probably has the most mingin shit.
Her shit probably stinks.
Like it's probably fucking terrible.
Think her breath stinks like her shit?
Probably.
Probably, too. That's what did you see her doing them Carl's Jr. burger ads?
Oh, God, really?
Imagine the fucking beats after that one, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, 6-pound fucking burger. She's fucking scarfing down that fucking crack of a hole.
When I eat that Carl's Jr. shit, dude, I shit fire.
I shit lice.
Lice?
Yo, just Bammy left, so...
Let's leave him with something.
Let's leave him with something, yo. You've been listening to Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Jazz, you picked the track.
I want to hear the message that your mom left.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
They're going to cut it out.
No, dude. Play.
Okay, my mom called me years ago, and this is what I got. This is what I got from her. It's great. Never
That's
mind.
That's not it.
Never mind. Honestly, just never mind. No, seriously, here it is. Never mind. Okay, fucking cut tape. See ya, CKY. No, honestly, we're going to cut out with a fucking song. That I can't figure out what you want to hear, Jess.
It's play some Gigi, dude, for you.
For me?
Yeah.
We get to hear a little Gigi. All right.
I
want to hear it, too. I'm going to play it next time. Dude, it's so funny. I'll play it to you after this. Okay, take care, everybody.
Girls, you're looking really good. Tonight I'll be a bundle of joy. Sometimes I want you around. Other times I don't know where to be found. Hanging out can surely get me down. All the guys say you're really keen. But I know.
this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.